Hi, Peter. Good morning.
Brian, how was your run today?
Well, my last run was yesterday. I did a 5-miler mix of trails and roads. Now, listen to what I did. I wore brand new sneakers.
Okay.
The artist in residence, my wife, Andrea, and I went to Marathon Sport this weekend. Now, Marathon Sports is one of these specialty running stores where you go in and you get very individualized treatment. You get to put on shoes. You get to run. They basically require you to go outside and run on the sidewalk and see how you feel. And you get, I forget what it is, a 30-day money-back guarantee on your sneakers. So they really want you to be very happy.
Which location did you go to?
I went to the Wellesley location on the Boston Marathon route, as it is.
Very good.
About mile, what is that, mile 18 maybe?
17, 18, yeah, okay. I'd call it that.
In any case, so helped by a very nice guy. Everybody in there was great. And at one point, he brought out a whole bunch of shoes for Andrew and I and said, if your feet couldn't be more different, or your shoe requirements couldn't be more different. And I
said, you're two different people.
Well, that's how we stayed married for
so
long. That's
exactly right. Yin yang feet.
She's very minimalist in her shoe wear, and I'm very maximalist. So anyway, the thing I wanted to bring up was I learned something about New Balance shoes. I tried on a lot of different pairs of brands and everything, really trying to find what was the best fit. And it's either because I've been wearing New Balance for so many years, or they just happen to be perfect for my feet. I tried on, I don't know, 5 different shoe companies, and none of them felt as good as the New Balance. But I learned something, the numbers of the shoe models.
Yes.
Okay. I have been wearing 1260s.
Okay.
All right. So this is like mystery language
to me. 740s, your 1080s, whatever. Yeah, yeah.
Right. So the second two numbers refers to the stability, whether it's a stability shoe or it's a neutral shoe. Is it trying to fix the pronation, the inward roll of your ankle?
Right? Really? Really?
Yes. So the 60 is a stability shoe, and that's what I need. So I have been wearing 1260s. The first two numbers refer to the amount of cushioning and actual shoe volumage that's around your foot.
And the higher the number,
more. So I've been wearing 1260s because actually I read an article about them in Runner's World and I tried them on and I've, last couple. He suggested 860s simply because they're lighter, but they have the same amount of stability. And so I tried them on, liked them quite a bit. And yeah, and so now I know something. So anyway, I ran in them, decided brand new shoes, let's do a 5-miler and let's do a mix of trails and road. And I was very happy with them, had no concerns with them at all. They were pretty comfortable, but it was a weird run, Peter.
Did you buy more than one pair?
I did not, because I have this 30-day money back guarantee that if I don't like them, I can bring them back and get a different pair.
Did you pay substantially more than you would at the actual New Balance store?
I don't think so. Okay. I don't know. They were expensive, but I also remember mowing lawns and buying sneakers for $35. So that's where my frame of reference is, and that was really expensive.
I remember when comic books were 35 cents, Brian.
Right, exactly. So yes, they seemed expensive, but no, not really. And you know, we're fortunate in that we work very close to the New Balance outlet store, so we're typically able to get really great running shoes for, you know, under $100, which is crazy. Which is wonderful, but it's a little crazy.
Speaking of that, so my run yesterday in the later afternoon, evening
That's
hours
when I ran,
was a commute run home just to get home.
Okay. So did you strapped on the backpack?
I strapped on the backpack, but before I strapped on the backpack, I realized I did a very good job of packing everything I would need except shorts.
So, was this a khaki commute home?
This was going to be a khaki commute home.
Ouch.
So instead, I thought to myself, well, no, the HWRT studio is located conveniently near the area in which New Balance has their outlet store.
Yes.
They are also having a sale right now.
As they often are.
Buy one item, get the next item of equal or lesser value, 50% off.
So you not only, you had a pair of shorts for each leg.
No.
Oh.
So I found a pair of shorts in the discount rack, probably last year's shorts, whatever.
The famous discount rack, yeah.
And I was really hoping they'd be $15 because I found many other ones that were $15 because they had been, you know, like $30.
But the ones you liked.
The ones I got, well, no, it was a size issue because like everything was either extra large or doubled extra large or extra small because that's what happens in the discount
yes,
area,
that's right?
Right. All the sort of mid-range sizes go faster, right? So I get the shorts that I want. They're perfectly fine. And I'm at the checkout. And it's $19. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, okay, that's not the end of the world.
That's really only $4 more than you wanted to pay.
But it's $19.
Okay.
So she says to me, the young person who was ringing me out, you know we have a sale going on right now. I said, I do, but I only need the one pair of shorts. I just have to get home. And she says, okay, but you can, they don't have to be short. She says, you can buy anything that's now $19 or less, and mm-hmm. you'll get it half off.
Right.
Well, what have I been saying I needed a third of in my rotation?
Let me think about this. A hat.
It's a hat.
Yeah.
And by chance, they had a rack full of visors, mm-hmm. and I don't want a visor because right. I don't want to look like I'm playing poker while I'm running.
think you'd look like but there was, it's not a green
but
visor.
But there was
right?
one hat very similar to the black to the white one that I have now, but it was in black.
Oh,
and I was like, okay, I've never worn a black hat.
Yeah.
And I think it's going to be...
Join the dark side.
Well, I'm worried about it being like hot, like soaking
not,
in the sun.
No.
I know you say that.
Yeah.
But so it's going to be my gray day.
I wear a black hat because I'm evil.
That I know.
Yeah.
So I grabbed it and that was a good $18-19, but it wasn't.
It was $9.
It was. So the whole thing like ended up being $28. I got a hat and a pair of shorts and I know that's still too much money to pay because I'm super cheap. But guess who ran home in a hat? And a new pair of shorts, and did a good 3 miles home and felt good about life. Me, this guy.
Peter, your shopping stories, coupon clipping, and money-saving adventures are so wonderful.
Are they riveting?
I just fell off my chair. I was so on edge. Let me ask you, you just said you ran 3 miles, but I know this weekend because you outed me on social media.
I didn't mean to.
No, that's fine.
I wasn't trying
to. I ran a 5. Which seems to be my distance now. I can't run less or more than 5 miles.
You're going to run more in a week because we're doing a 10K.
I know, which is going to hurt with my 10K. You pulled an 11?
Yeah, I decided to bring the longs back in because, as you know, we're going to, well, I have to, before you, start marathon training in mid-July. So I thought, I better get used to the feeling of going out for more than an hour, hour and a half. So I went for about an hour 50, threw out an 11, just kept it real.
Now, that goes against all training recommendations. Everybody says, you know, you only add 10 to 20%.
A week.
A week, right. So what was your last long run? Like,
I was with you. It was that 8 when we did trails.
So we did an 8. So that means that your next long run should have been a 9 or a 10 max.
Yeah, but let's look at, you're also talking about, I came off the 35 odd days of pretty much running
that's
in a row.
That's true.
Right? So my
that's
miles
true.
Per week were 22, 25, 24, 25,
right.
whatever, right?
Right.
For the last like 4 or 5 weeks. So all I did was, I think I had a couple days off, not in a row, but scattered as I broke that cycle.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, well, I'll just go for this 11 because it's Saturday morning. I have right. the time. The weather's perfect. And I think my total for the week ended up being maybe 28.
Wow.
Which isn't huge. I mean, that's fine.
That's good.
And coming off of a week where I had 25, that's a good increase. I'm still within the 10% range.
That's true. Peter, I'll tell you this. You were just about to talk about marathon training.
I wasn't, but fine.
You mentioned it.
I did say it. You can rewind and hear me say it again.
Well, I wanted to ask you about your marathon training plan that's coming up.
Training plan.
Now, we're off by about a month because you're the New York City Marathon.
That's awesome every time.
Is in October and my...
No, it's November 6th.
November 6th, rather. And my Millinocket Marathon's a month later.
December 10th.
Correct. But I've picked out my training plan and I've loaded it into the old Google Calendar for myself.
Gosh.
What training plan are you using?
I have hand scratched on an old cat calendar that I got for free on the side of my fridge because that's how
Is it from a bank?
It's not from, it's from like...
Is it from the Gulf station that went out of business 35 years ago?
I might have 3 of those, but this one has cute little kitties on it. And or Norman Rockwell renderings of cats.
Yeah, very cute.
And
I have nothing against Norman Rockwell.
I have used a Sharpie because that's a very permanent marker and you can't undo that.
No, you have to actually run those distances.
You have to, because once you put them in.
That's right.
So I have that ready to go, and that's my high-tech way of handling this. I start Sunday, July 17th, so we'll see.
But where did you come up with the plan? Did you just divine this yourself?
No, I'm sticking with...
Did you just roll a 20-sided die and put whatever you... You know, okay, this Saturday I'm running 17.
Negatory. I am following, once again, the...
Don't use CB language with me. What's your 10-20?
What's my 10-20?
Breaker.
10-100?
Yeah.
No, I already went 10-100.
Negatory. That's Citizen Band Radio, Peter. That's what CB stands for, if you were
Is that what it stands for?
Citizen Band Radio, yeah.
Is that true?
I was a big CB-er for a while.
Were you a ham operator? I could see you. What's ham mean?
Ham?
Yeah. For ham radio.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
That means Hamburg Airline Broadcast, because it came from Germany.
That'd be HAB radio.
Yeah. I don't know what it stands for.
We'll put it in the show notes.
Come on, break.
No, I'm following the great Tom Holland's plan.
Oh, yes, Marathon Method.
From the book Marathon Method. And those 16 weeks served me well for Boston. The only thing I want to do different is I want to get more gym time with weight training.
Right.
Because I feel that was the one area when I ran Boston, and I ran a respectable first marathon time. I'm fine with it.
I agree.
4:18.
I agree.
And change.
Yeah.
But I would like to run the next one a little quicker. It would be nice if I can do that. I don't know the course that well, so I'm not confident that I'll run it much faster, if at all. But I would like to run it feeling stronger, and I would like to, at the end of it, not be decimated for 16 days and go into a shame spiral of just, you know, high fat, high carb.
Right into Thanksgiving.
Oh,
roll oops. Right into Thanksgiving.
There's
with
a
that.
Really good chance. Here's my plan.
Yeah.
Let's say today, just out of the box, I'm 210.
Okay, let's say.
All right, if I scaled up.
For argument purposes.
Let's just
say. Yeah.
That's what the old digital scale would read. Mm-hmm. It would flutter 211, 210, 2095, 210. Then it would land at 210. Okay. My hope, my dream, the thing that I'm going to keep you abreast of, is that I'm going to drop an easy 15 and run New York at about 195. I know you don't care about this
easy
minutia.
Easy 15. I wish I could drop 15 easy easily.
Well, when you're this size, all you do is sneeze kind of hard and you lose five. So I'm going to run at 195. That's my plan. That's the goal. That's
great.
What I mean. I got to give myself a goal.
Great.
It's not unhealthy. I have a perfect amount of time. It's a good plan. Here we go. If I play my cards right.
Can I just ask one question?
Okay.
Does that keep you in the Clydesdale category?
Ooh, what? I don't know. I think for my height, yes.
I don't think it's a BMI.
No, it's not
category.
A BMI thing.
It's
I believe
straight up
weight.
Yeah.
Weight height calculation?
I don't know. Just weight, I think.
Darn it, I don't know.
Wow.
Oh, that's another thing I got to look up. So I got ham radio I got to look up.
Yeah.
And I got to look up the definition of Clydesdale.
Right.
Cuz I want to stay in the Clyde Army.
Clyde Army.
That's the best favorite. I'll have to look that up, because if that's true, well, okay, but hold on. Let's just say, for the sake of argument, I dropped 195.
I still think it...
it's implied Clydesdale, right?
I still think it's better for you to run at 195, regardless
of
your
whether
category.
Whether I can actually keep the title. So here's the thing. I think, so if that's November 6th, there's a really good chance by Thanksgiving I could be 350 pounds if I do
it
right. If I do it right,
yeah.
So we're gonna try really hard not to do that, because I want to look decent in the stands for you in Millinocket.
Just turn sideways, I won't see you.
And you won't see me. So I hope to be able to hold.
How many snowmobiling suits will you be wearing underneath your HWIRT t-shirt as you're watching the race go by?
Right, because the t-shirt has to be on the outside,
right.
Just to show everybody. I'm very excited.
You're going to have two fully insulated bodysuits on.
And I'm going to have the HWIRT earmuffs that are going to be available.
That's true.
And the gloves, HWIRT gloves. Are they gloves or are they mittens? And they might be mittens.
I don't know, man.
Maybe they're the mittens with a
with
cloth,
the
flip flop.
Yeah, the flippy
that comes
mittens.
Off there, yeah.
So
that's
tell you,
my plan.
Well, I am using the plan from this month's Runner's World.
Okay.
Now, I love Tom Holland's marathon method.
Yes, you do.
But this one made some sense to me, and here's why.
All right.
Because it was prefaced this way. I always read Runner's World, and I think, you know, I barely should be reading this magazine.
Right.
Because I don't belong to this group.
I'm not in this group.
Well, the average, this came from reader surveys, the average Runner's World reader runs like 20 to 25 miles a week.
Okay, so they have some people who do much lower, and they have a lot of people who do a lot more.
Well, who knows what it is?
Well, that's what an average is, Brian.
Thank you for that definition.
You're welcome.
In any case, so I suddenly felt much more at home with whatever this training plan was going to be.
Yeah, that's not too scary.
It's a 16-week training plan.
Right,
the highest
idea.
The highest is a 20. That you're going to do, but you
not
do two.
A 22.
No, you do two 20s.
Two 20s, okay.
And then there's, now they intermingle hill workouts and YASOs, which is speed workouts. So, and I have my own schedule because I still play Ultimate. I consider that my speed workout. Lots of sprinting. And I'm going to try to keep up stadium climbs with November Project.
At least
once a week.
Really?
I'd like to do it and consider that my hill workout. And if I can't get them in, you know, if I can't get there at 6:30 in the morning anymore, then I have to incorporate another hill workout. Because same as you, after I ran the marathon, I said, I wish I had run fewer road miles, and done more...
strength.
More strength and hills especially.
Yeah. Yes.
So I need to keep that in mind because you get so insane, or at least I do, if I don't hit the weekly number. And really the only run that's important is the long run.
That's right.
You could run not at all, or you could only do speed work and hill work.
I agree.
And get the benefit of the long run.
I agree totally with that.
And if you're down 5 or you're down 6.
Doesn't matter
at all.
Because if you've done the really tough stuff, the stuff that actually builds you up, you'll be
fine.
You're
probably better off resting.
Yeah,
at our advanced stage, I think that's true, but it's hard to get that. Oh, I'm prepared for this.
And that's hard to get that, especially, you know, in a 16-week plan, and you're in week 6, and you're like, no, I've really got to go do this, Monday, Wednesday, whatever it is, right?
Yeah.
But you're right. I think if you get some floor time and you're working your core, or if you're strengthening with weights, or all those things that I kind of sort of, well, I'll get to it when I get to it. Well, no, actually, you didn't do any of it.
No, because if you hit that over the weekend, if you get your 14er in, if you get your 18er in, you can do it. Obviously, you're healthy and you're strong enough to do it. Those other runs are great, and I think some speed work is important.
I think so.
But I think hills are part of that as well.
Yeah, but
anyway,
I would say for the average person, you're right. The speed thing's not as important.
No.
Speaking of speed.
Yes, sir.
I did not participate, but I was there to support. We had the Village Road Mile.
Ah, Dr. Rebecca's race.
The first annual Village Road Mile, part of the second annual Village Fair spectacular that took place in Brookline.
How were the festivities?
I could barely move. It was so packed.
Really?
The race sold out, which they didn't think would happen.
Well, I think a little podcast about running and humor maybe had something to do with that.
Brian, I don't want to pat ourselves on the back, but I would say out of the 400 or so participants that ran that race, four or five of them caught wind of it.
Peter, that's 1%. I'm very impressed.
Are we the 1%ers? Wait a minute. That's not at all what we mean. But no, and I did catch Dr. Rebecca. She was very, very busy. She's anxious to get back on the show and answer viewer questions. So if there are any medical questions coming our way.
Oh, my goodness. Let's actually set this up. So if people have medical questions having to do with running.
Or walking or any other exercise.
Yeah, the weird rash on your elbow, not so interesting.
Not so much, unless you got it while rolling down a hill while doing the Barkley.
Yeah, if you've done the Barkley Marathon, please
write in. You can just send anything.
And you're going to be our guest.
No, but okay. She'd be happy to take...
How should people give us these questions?
Right on the website. Go to the website at hwyrt.com, and there's a email us button, and you just click that. It will generate an email to us, and we will process that to the doctor's inbox. And depending on her calling hours, we'll have her back for a little Ask Dr. Rebecca section.
I love it. I have so many questions. I'm such a hypochondriac when it comes to running. Forget about it.
I know. Brian, this doesn't have to be a new segment because I know we have so many new segments. And our good friend Santa JG wrote in and said, enough with the new segments. Just do the show.
Oh, I
like the segments.
I like coming up with like two new segments a week that we never use again.
You know how Santa JG, you know what he would like?
Like app that up.
Let's app that up.
Santa JG would like to have his own segment. That's what he wants. That's really what he's saying when he writes in.
Well, that's fine.
And he'll just have
to
wait.
He deserves one.
He'll have to wait till holiday time.
Yes, he will. With a name like Santa JG.
He's going to have to wait. So, this doesn't have to be a new segment, but it's an observation.
What have you observed, Peter?
Well, that's just the thing. So, I noticed it on my long run, but then it made me realize it happens almost every run. And I don't want it to happen, but somewhere it does. So, it's the idea of, I can't unsee that, right? And I don't even know if I don't even think I'm consciously looking for it.
Okay.
But I've noticed
on
every single run I've taken, I don't know, for the last 2 months, at least one dead bird.
Ooh.
I know. It's sad.
Why are all our birds dying?
They're not all dying. I just happen to see one.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they're all different types. They're not, and it's not like a mass thing of dead birds. It's just, oh, there's a dead bird. Now listen, birds die all the time. This isn't a Zika thing. Like, I'm not freaking you out. I'm just saying, like, birds die. They get old, they die. They hit windows, they die. They get hit by a cat, whatever it is. I just somehow, during my run, have this weird thing where my sonar picks them up and I'm over there. Oh, there's a dead blue jay. Great. And that's all it is. It's a fleeting thing. But I see it, and I can't unsee it, Brian. So I guess I'm asking you, do you have anything on your runs that you always see that you can't unsee?
I see dead people.
No. That's not at all. Not true. No, but you know how it's like when you buy a Subaru?
Yeah.
And then you drive it around, you're like, all you're seeing are the Subarus, right?
Right.
So
of course.
I am tuned into the channel of dead birds. I don't want to be. Mm-hmm. Thanks anyway. Mm-hmm. I'd rather be something else. Mm-hmm. But that's what I got right now. Maybe it'll shift. But it hasn't shifted for about 2 months.
Wow.
But I'm curious. Now, it's not, and this is not to be confused with, oh, I go for a run on the same time every day, so I see Mrs. Johnson and the Labrador. It's not that.
Right.
That's just.
That
makes
sense.
That's called.
You're on the same schedule.
You're on a pattern. It's fine.
Right.
I'm saying I'm running different towns, different routes, with different people at different times of day. And invariably, I'm seeing the carcass of a dead bird. And this isn't me wishing death on geese. I know people are going to write in because of the whole running with scissors thing. I know they are. And I love birds. I'm an animal lover. Mm-hmm. So I'm not turning this into an anti-fowl thing. I like birds.
I hear you.
In fact, it makes me sad that I see them. Mm-hmm. I don't want to. I don't want this burden anymore. This bird burden. Bird burden. Maybe
you have a bird burden.
Maybe that's the title of the segment. Bird
you
burden.
You have a dead bird burden.
Do you have anything like this in your experience, Brian?
No, Peter. I expect next in your life will be the opportunity to speak with an oracle, and you will have to go on a journey where you will have to collect three things.
I do, three things. One's a stone.
And it will then open up the keys of knowledge and everlasting life.
I think the one I saw yesterday was like a starling. It was toward the end of my run. I was like, there's the bird.
Clarice.
I was
really,
no. No.
I'm great with the movie references today.
You're okay.
I'm like 10 for 10. Peter, I want to thank some people. These are people who, like you,
yes,
go out every Saturday on a run.
Yes.
And like you, report in on the weather.
Yeah.
If they ran races. An astounding number of people are running races who listen to this show.
There's a lot of races on Saturday.
And they're wearing their shirts and they're sending us pictures.
It's pretty awesome.
So can I just give a shout out to all these people?
You are sort of our often reporters.
Field reporters, if
our
you
field
will.
Reporters, our HWIRT shoutians.
Here we go. Tiffany, Emma, Jim, Jeff, Elizabeth, Sean, Manny, Kristen, Sarah, Liz, Joe, Lauren, Andrea, and Anna Brooks.
Well, yeah, she's sort of in our corner, but yes.
Yeah, but she writes in. Hey, everybody, thank you so much. If I missed you, write in again on Saturday and I'll get you.
And we saw Lauren Madden on feedback from Feedback
Corner. I said Lauren.
Did you say it?
You never listen to anything I say
Were
ever.
You
it's like
just now?
I turn to the mic and you kind of fall asleep a little. It's like Brian narcolepsy.
The last thing I remember, you said something about buying shoes.
Ha
So you took me for the first time ever. And I'm a 45-year-old man.
Right? You are. Let's get real.
And I have lived in the greater Boston area for, let's say, 29 or so years, 30 years of that time. Because I spent about 11, 12 years in New York. And I was a child for a little bit of that.
How much more of your personal history do we need to
endure?
I'm
an Aries, Brian.
You come here often?
I enjoy long walks. No, so I've never been to the Harvard Coliseum. I've gone by it, our offices used to be near it. And
the concrete horseshoe.
The concrete horseshoe. But because of all this November Project chit-chat,
yep.
And because you started doing your Wednesday workouts with them,
yeah.
You said to me the other day, hey, we're just going for our run, doing our thing at lunchtime, not a big deal. And you said, hey, come on, let's just go over here. I was like, oh, I don't know, okay, let's go. And you brought me to that place.
And I couldn't believe it. We went through the iron gate, and you said, I've never been in here. Do we go up these stairs?
What do we do here?
And I said, for reals?
And then you got me in there, and I said, all right, this is great. Thanks for showing it to me. And you said, oh, no. Try this. Yeah. And then you did, and you went all the way to the top. And
climb those seats.
Yeah. And so I gave that a go.
Mm-hmm.
And I think if memory serves, I did two full sets with about a 20-minute break in between each set.
But, little lie down.
But we do have a video of it, of both you and me trying it.
We released the one of me going with a little part of the show segment audio over it.
Yeah. Now, I notice when you, if you play them side by side, you've done a thing where you've slowed mine down, I think, because there's no...
I did.
Because I don't think it's actual speed, right? Because I look like a turtle that flipped over on his back. I'm just sort of flailing my big thighs and arms, and
I don't think I've altered the raw video in any respect.
I have
it is what it is.
Great admiration for anybody who can do that and not feel like they're going to die instantly. And there's like a terror there. There's like a concrete fall and scrape your face terror that
when you get up to the top and you're a little lightheaded and winded and you look down, it's quite steep. And
it's
if you
totally
have any
steep.
Vertigo or whatever
it is. I think I have that. Does it get me out of doing it? Because I think I have
it
that.
It does. And in fact, I brought another colleague there 12 years ago, maybe 10 years ago. She got up to the top and said, these are not for me. So for some people, it's not great. It doesn't bother me at all.
I was telling you on the run.
the part where my thighs actually explode through my leg skin, that's
scary.
That's a thing.
And I think I said to you on the run back, because it's about a mile and a half away from where we are.
It's like doing 4,000 lunges.
Yeah, it's awful. Yeah, it's awful. But I get why people would do it. It's a cool challenge, and it's very pretty. And it's what I found, I mentioned this too, it's very soothing in there. It's very sort of quiet. Sort of the outside world does not come into
does
that
does not
bowl,
exist,
right?
Yeah. You are in your own place.
But I would rather do 10 of the meetups with November Project at Summit Ave in Brookline and do hill work than even half a one of that.
Really?
Yeah, it's just not for me. But that's okay. Now, part of it was, and you're slightly taller than me, right? And you were saying like every half inch or inch of height probably makes a real difference on how you're doing the big ups.
I would guess. I mean, I guess there's a point of diminishing returns if you're 7 feet tall. Maybe your hips are... You know, something, but if
you do, you have to lunge up.
Yeah, I can only imagine. I'm just a hair over 6 feet.
Yeah.
And they're really not, the workout is a challenge, but like getting my feet up and over the steps is not a challenge. And I would think if you're any shorter than me, and most of the people who are doing it are, an awful lot of women do it. More women than men, I think, are involved in November Project, and they're tearing up past me. So even more power to them, because I think if you're 6'4", 6'5", you probably have a little bit of an advantage getting up over those big stairs.
And we probably, when I think about it now, with a few days of reflection, we probably shouldn't have gone at high noon.
You mean in the middle of the hot, blazing sun?
That was probably...
That's part of the Roman gladiator aspect of it. Yeah. You need to suffer. It needs to be miserable.
I'm glad I tried it.
Yeah.
I'm even more glad there's video proof that I did do it.
You did do it.
And I don't ever need to go back again. Not saying I won't. I'd love to see it in the middle of winter.
Ooh.
I don't understand what happens when it gets icy.
I don't know. I've never tried it then.
Well, you're going to find out. Hey, Brian, before we say goodbye to everyone, tell us, please, what's going on with you in fundraising for the 10K?
Oh, right. The BAA 10K. I am running for Brigham and Women's Hospital, a wonderful hospital here in Boston, Massachusetts, but really an innovator in all sorts of procedures and cures for all types of diseases and ailments. In any case, I'm a little over halfway there. If anybody would like to...
Wow.
Yeah, thank you very much to everybody who's donated. If anybody wants to go to the HWYRT website and click on the link, you can read more about it. I just want to say, Peter, being able-bodied and healthy is fantastic, and we should really feel lucky that we're able to run when we do, and that's why I like to run for hospitals or medical charities, because if I was not well or if I was in the hospital, I would really appreciate anything anybody could do to help me out.
Absolutely.
Hey! This has been episode 34 of How Was Your Run Today with Peter Villa and Brian Gould. Music by Jeff Cronenberg. Anna Brooks is our social media guru. Andrea Bonnie Gould is our artist in residence. Listeners, please contribute to the show with your questions and comments. For email and social media links, go to our website, howwasyourruntoday.com. Get this podcast every week wherever you collect podcasts. Peter can't unsee all of the dead podcasts on the side of the road.
There's so many every time, every single time.
But whenever you visit that special podcast place, please give us a rating and a comment. Every single one of those makes a difference in how this little here show is ranked. And if you love HWYRT, please share our posts on social media. It's free and it's easier than running home in pleated khakis. Hey, Peter.
I bought those shorts and I'm glad I did.
Have a great run today.
I sure will in my new shorts.
Come on, break.
I'm starting to hear things coming up this way, and I'm getting very, very little steamy around the glasses.